Yeah, I think we learnt a very harsh lesson at Brighton, and I said to the players, I addressed it after Brighton and said if we'd have lost 1-0 or 2-1 or something, there'd be a narrow margin. It may have papered over some things that we had to address, and when you have nights like Brighton, you remember them more than you do winning at Wembley or winning promotions. So we had a frank meeting with the players and the players to us, and it was two-way, and I felt really good when I came out of it because it was so productive. But then you have to go and put into practice what you talk about in a room, and I'm so proud of the players. The players deserve all the credit tonight, not head coach, not staff, no, and just the players.
In fairness, Steve, your tactics were bang on tonight. I know people might look at it and think your goalie's man of the match, but you've won 2-0 away from home. You've got it right, haven't you, tonight?
I think David Marshall got the man of the match 5 minutes into the second half. He had three wonderful saves. He had three wonderful saves that people will now forget because the boy Silvestri pulls off three or four himself. But really, we should put the game to bed then, 11-11, shouldn't we? And I think if it had stayed 11-11, Cardiff stay with the same way they play. They don't just launch it into our box from every area of the pitch. Which is a slightly different way of playing. And I think if we'd have got the second goal, I think we'd have won very comfortably. But we had to defend from front to back. And it helps when your two centre-backs and your goalkeeper is doing as well as they did. Marshall, but the likes of Luke Murphy in front of him, who I thought came in and gave an outstanding performance, and two strikers that never stopped running, and that doesn't even allow me to mention the Mowats and the Cooks and people like that who have given us a real shift.
You made four changes tonight, two of them enforced. You brought in Luke Murphy. We've not seen much of him recently. What was behind that?
Well, I just a couple of reasons. First and foremost, Luke has been near best performer in training for the last 10 days to 2 weeks, and as a head coach and as a manager, you have to look at that. You have to let your eyes tell you the truth, not tell you lies. So Luke has been performing at a level where we've said we have to find a way on some occasion to get him in the team. Tamani had 8 bookings. We had 2 games to go before the cut-off of that, so we had a decision to make on that front as well. But I thought Luke came in. I thought he had a real calming influence in the team. And I thought his performance was outstanding. Got a little bit tired in the last 15 minutes, and we were expecting to take him off and no Liam Bridcutt, but we lay him on a booking and a couple of challenges coming and throwing and the crowd baying for him to be sent off. And then it became that Luke had to be more disciplined, and I'm really proud of all the players.
I think for anyone that watches on a regular basis, they'll know that the Brighton game was a one-off because defensively you've been pretty good. You must have been pleased with the way you defended as a team tonight as well.
I think it's not just the credit quite rightfully goes to Marco Silvestri, and it goes to the two centre-backs and two full-backs and Berardi and Taylor. I think maybe Chaz got caught a couple of times later on in the half when it was 1-0 in second half and put us in a lot of better bother, but I think he still put his body in the line. And I think when you've got people at Bridcutt and that in front of them, then it's a big help. And Cook and Mowat done a lot of unselfish running tonight for the team, and so did the two strikers. But we've come away from home. We've achieved nothing if we're Leeds United. We win two games. But what we have done is we've taken a 32-year-old record of no winning here since Eddie Gray was the last manager to win here. And blown it apart because the performance tonight deserved to win.
But people wanted a reaction after last week, and they've had one, a gutsy win at home and another win on the road. You must be very proud of that.
I'm very proud of the reaction I've got from my players. I think I said to you, and I've just said to the players in the dressing room, this ain't about the head coach, this ain't about anyone else other than the players and the supporters tonight. The players produced a performance that they'll be tired going a long journey home now to get ready for Saturday, but they'll be tired on the way home. But they'll get their feet up, we'll best recover them as we can. And for every supporter who spent a penny, and I know it comes to hundreds of pounds, but who spent a penny going to Brighton, you know, as a head coach, you never forget those days. You know, I'll remember that more than I'll remember winning the playoff final against Russell's team at Wembley. I'll remember that more because that sticks in your throat, that one.
And looking at it, I mean, the reaction of the fans at the end, they're still right behind the team. We spoke about it on Saturday, the atmosphere at the ground, and again tonight, they've backed you. They are behind you, aren't they, Steve?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I live in the city now, don't I, most of the time. So I can understand what people say. I understand how much it hurts them. They gobsmack me. I turn up and I'm used to seeing 120 people behind there in that corner. You turn up tonight and, you know, I thought there was a good atmosphere. You know, I think the Leeds United fans will travel up the road, and I've always maintained as head coach. I mean, I'll never ever be the best head coach that Leeds United ever have in the past or in the future, but I certainly care more than any. And so the last few weeks is hot, but it's been nice to get a win on Saturday. It was a bit more dogmatic than tonight. And it was a wonderful feeling when Mel Cantonucci slides that ball into the net, because you know it's game, set and match.
I'm picking your thoughts were a bit different to the start of the second half when he missed that chance to make it 2-0.
Yeah, I think if you look at it back, my eyesight tells me it just bounced up, and the pitch is not good. You know, the pitch is has got a lot of bobbly bits, and we can't take any credit from it, because Ellen Road's not very good either in terms of the playing surface. But I think when Big Dakara cuts it back to him, it just lifts a little bit. And I think any striker in the world of football will tell you that when you try to make sure, it very seldom goes into the net. And rather than just do it naturally, and if you look at the difference, I know it's a different scenario of play, but when he goes through to score the second goal, he's just in control of the ball just rolling nicely, and he passes it into the corner, and eight or nine times out of ten, if it's a normal pitch, Antonucci just sticks out and we go 2-0.
One of your success stories has been Solomon Dakara, brought in out of the cold, another goal for him. You must be pleased.
I'm just pleased how hard the big fella's working. You know, when I arrived here, people tell me never run a yard. And I'm so proud of him. And I'm so proud of Antonucci. They're two boys that weren't in the team for a little while. So they forced himself in. Mirka we gave an opportunity to. We took him back out because they dropped a little bit. We have a little chat with him and he's absolutely buzzing. And but they're not just buzzing on the matches. They're buzzing on the training ground. The atmosphere in the dressing room and on the coach and around where we are at the training ground every day and down at the hotel here in Cardiff. There are real togetherness in this group, and that's from the head coach all the way into the staff and the players, and we win together, we lose together.
Still no Chris Wood. What's the story there?
I think the final decision not to involve Chris was the fact it was going to take a 6-hour journey to get here, a 5.5-6 hours to come down. And I think the medical staff didn't think that was conducive to putting him out there. But Chris Wood will be at Ewood Park for sure.
He's going to might have to just bide his time to get back in now, might he?
Well, I've always believed that performances pick the shots, reputations and transfer fees don't pick the shot. But he is your talisman. We know what we've got. We have a special player. And but when you see players are working as hard as they did for the famous shots tonight, then you realise we've got a lot of special players.
You said last week at your presser on Friday you wanted people to judge you on what happens on the field. Two wins out of two since then. They're going to be pretty pleased with that.
Well, I think if they're going to judge me on the field, I've got a lot of wins to get at Leeds United, haven't I, for to be judged.
Well, you're
properly.
2 out of 2 since you said it, so it's not too bad.
I think I'm grateful to my players. You know, I hold my hands up to them. I think they've asked them to prove some points individually and collectively. I think they've done that. We've said after Brighton there is no one with reputation who plays. They play if they deserve to play. And that goes for all of us. If I deserve to be here, then by results and by performances and enhancing the team and the individuals, then I'll be here. But I'm very blessed to be head coach at Leeds United. I've said my players are very blessed to be here, but I'm very blessed to work with some of them. They've got some fantastic. You look at the likes of Cook and Mewitt, and I could go through others. You know, Bridcott and Bamba tonight. I think what a performance from our captain. I'm so proud of him. He took a bit of criticism after Brighton. He came on against Bolton. I thought he was outstanding in the second half against Bolton. 16 headers he won defensively in that second half. And I don't know how many headers, but I reckon it's more than that in the last 20 minutes tonight. And I remember Lucci will go home very tired, but they should be proud young men.
Cooper and Coyle, any chance for them for the weekend?
Yeah, 100%. I would expect Cooper to train Thursday to his maximum. Any doubts, we don't, but that's the medical staff's opinion. Louis Coyle is on schedule to train on Thursday. And Chris Wood was training at Thorpe Arch today and will be tomorrow, and we'll be with the group on Thursday. So we maybe just get a chance to have most of the players, because you don't get every player, but most of our players available for selection. And we miss Chris Wood. We miss Louis Coyle, but in saying that, I've watched Berardi produce a couple of performances. Was it 60 minutes on Saturday and another 90 tonight? And it's testament to the wee man's fitness, it really is.
You could turn around quickly. I saw you in the tunnel last week at Brighton. You looked heartbroken. 2 wins out of 2 since then. It's funny how it can change so quick, isn't it?
Well, it's football. The heart from Brighton don't never go away. Never go away. No, it decreases over time, the heart, but it never goes away. And there's a good feeling going home in our coach tonight. I'm delighted for our president. I'm delighted for our players. I'm delighted hugely, hugely for the supporters who have travelled here tonight, because after Brighton, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get when you come away from home to such a good side as this Cardiff side, flying and attempting to be a part of a playoff group. But I always believe from the minute we done our homework on them and how we could set up and play, I believe we'd beat them.